Jody Mountain is a dancer, choreographer, and teacher who is a lifelong student of what she calls movement dynamics. She's about to lead a workshop into the ancient art of Lomi Lomi, also known as kahuna body work. And in her way of teaching, it's far more than massage. It's a discipline that integrates mind, body, and spirit. And she's on the line with us from her Maui studio. Good morning, Jody.
Good morning, Chris. Thanks for having me on your program.
Sure. You make a distinction between what you're teaching and what is usually understood to be Lomi Lomi massage, right?
Yes. Well, the fact is that Lomi Lomi, the word just means to massage, and there are many, many different lineages of Lomi Lomi, mm-hmm. many different ways to approach the body. And in ancient times, you know, each family on each island would have a different specialty of healing mm-hmm. passed down through the family, and some might be for broken bones, or another might be for babies that were breech birth, or for all aspects of pregnancy. And so when you had different things to address, you would go and seek out those experts in those fields. So this type of Lomi Lomi, in contrast to the kind that was integrated into the community like that, this one was only practiced in the temple space. You would have been worked on for 10 hours, up to 15 days, 24 hours a day, with anywhere from 1 to 5 kahuna working with your system.
Wow.
So this particular kind is from ancient, the indigenous people of Hawaii before the Polynesian invasion.
So that's way more intensive than anything that any of us might have experienced, yeah?
I would think so in this day and age, yeah. Mm-hmm.
At the heart is what? The healing power of touch?
Well, the original name for this work is actually Ke Ala Hoku, which means pathway to the stars.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's based on the foundational concept that we are all just one being. Our body, mind, spirit, emotions, cellular processes are all located in the one place, our consciousness even. And this is designed to touch the consciousness of ourselves. If you can imagine that each body part, each finger, each toe has a consciousness, has a life. Each cell in those parts has a life. Each electron, each atom has more than just life force. It has an actual consciousness, an awareness, an awakeness of life itself. And so this work was designed to actually touch that in the practitioner, and in that way we open up the doorway for that life to be recognized and to rise in the receiver. So what you end up with is someone who is more deeply connected to their origins, the origins of life force in our bodies. We're mostly life force. We're less than 1% our thoughts and ideas and knowledge, and we are actually more like 99% cellular processes and these different worlds within worlds, universes within universes of consciousness that live inside of us.
And yet most of us remain entirely unaware, yeah?
Yeah. Well, we live from our minds, and it's not our fault. We're taught that what we see and hear and think is what's true. And actually, science has proven that we only see, for one thing, 1% of the visual spectrum, the visual electromagnetic spectrum, rather. And 99% of whatever is in your environment right now, wherever you are, you can't see, because the cones in our eyes can only see 1%. And so I would take this to another kauna, another level of awareness, which is I would apply that to our perception. Most of us don't perceive 99% of what is here. And in this work, it's directly correlated to how much we are in connection with the life inside of us will equal how much we're in connection with the life outside of us.
Well, Jody, I'm sure that those who would argue that what we see is what we need to see and eliminates what we don't need to see. What's the effect on people of that kind of expansion of their awareness?
Well, it helps us to meet subconscious and unconscious parts of ourselves that perhaps got buried and perhaps are crying out to be free. So all of us would have different experiences of patterns that keep recurring in our life that hold us back, perhaps from what we perceive to be happiness or freedom of expression just different ways of being fulfilled and satisfied in our life. And so if we wonder why we're always feeling we're always stopped or feeling limited or feeling embarrassed or feeling shy or whatever our different forms of that are, forms of limitation. By being aware of more of the consciousness in us, we actually become more aware of our subconscious and unconscious mind and what is actually running us in the background, not what we choose consciously, not what we see, not the 1%, but the rest that's actually fueling our actions.
Jody, what kind of things do people say to you having been through this?
Having been through the workshop?
Well, yeah.
There's a lot of people who have said, I feel a lot less fear in my life, a lot less fear of outer circumstances, of disaster or, you know, anxiety, let's say, of the future. Oh, my God, what's going to happen? People feel less a victim of circumstance and less a victim of their lives, and they become more cognizant that they are life itself. They are, life is pouring through us, and that we have the ability to communicate with that life both inside of us and outside of us, and that's really a sense of empowerment that you know, we are connected with all of nature. And not to bring politics into this, but it's like the people at Standing Rock are aware that the life inside of them is communicating with the life in the water, and they're able to stand up for that and say, yes, this is true.
Well, Jody, we've got to run, but thanks very much for that, giving us that kind of introduction. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me, Chris. What a pleasure to talk to you.
Jody Mountain will preside over an ancient Lomi Lomi Nui training retreat that begins this Saturday and runs through November 18th at Laulima Farm in Kipahulu, Maui. And you can learn more about it on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.